So I mentioned at the beginning of the programme that we had Clive Parrish with us in the studio, and he has written a poem inspired by his father's service in the First World War. I think you would agree that's quite unusual for someone today to have a parent who fought in the Great War.
Yes, I imagine so. The irony is that my father died on November the 11th, 1973, on Remembrance Sunday. He was 78 years old and I was just a teenager, just 16 at the time. So I never got to talk to him about his wartime service. So I knew very little, apart from what family members could recall, that he worked on Britain's first one-ton bomb and that a friend was killed in a tragic plane accident on the last day of the war while engaged on a secret mission to bomb Berlin.
So I believe it was the approach of the centenary in 2018 that spurred you to dig through the old military records to find out more?
That's right. I discovered that Eric, that was my father's name, had served as a sergeant armourer in 215 Squadron of the RAF, which was based in Dunkirk. It was a heavy bomber unit that flew the Handley Page biplane, known as the Bloody Paralyzer. And yes, I found that there was a secret mission to bomb Berlin on the last day of the war, the first mission of its kind in the entire war. There were three prototype super Handley Page bombers. These were wooden biplanes built to carry the one-ton bomb, and bigger than any of the bombers that flew in World War II. They were on the runway in Norfolk and they had the engines running, preparing for takeoff, when the armistice was called at 11 a.m.
So when did the plane crash happen?
Well, obviously the mission was called off. Then from what I gather, the records say that some hours later, while the nation celebrated, a crew took one of the planes into the air, and sadly that's when the crash happened, for a reason I've yet to discover, including any evidence of fatalities. But I do know, again from the records, that the Germans had been warned that if they reneged on the armistice, Berlin would be bombed. So in the light of that, I think it would be quite natural that this would remain shrouded in secrecy, maybe forever. But my family recalls that my father was so distraught at his friend's tragic death that he swore an oath that day never to fly in an aircraft again. And I can vouch that he never did.
Well, that's a very poignant and sad ending to such a tragic conflict. On the very last day of the war, I mean, who would have thought? How exactly did you come to write the poem?
Well, it's based on a photo I found among the old military records in the Imperial War Museum in London. It's a photo of the one-ton bomb, which was also known as the SN Major, taken at the Crystal Palace Exhibition Hall shortly after the war. The bomb is pictured standing on end, nose to the ground, towering above a female visitor and a uniformed museum attendant. I also travelled to the RAF's Duxford Museum near Cambridge, where I found one of the original SN Majors in a storeroom for old and forgotten relics. I think only three were ever made, but none were ever dropped. Together, it was these two discoveries that inspired me to write this poem, called simply Bombshell. I found the bomb, your bomb, the SN Major, the first one ton, the bomb they never dropped. It was lying forgotten in a dusty corner of a locked hangar, a museum storeroom on some disused wartime airfield. I first spotted the Major in an old photograph taken after the Great War, lashed to a pillar, nose down, tail in the air, inside a palace of glass and steel. It stood on show, as tall as three men, towering over the guard in his peaked cap and shining parade ground shoes, while Sunday ladies in wide-brimmed hats and cheeky ankle-length skirts strolled among jungle creepers and exotic songbirds. How the mighty has fallen. A century on, and I discover the major prostrated over a wooden pallet and wedged against the back wall, secreted among the mementos of endless wars. I reach over and touch the major's face, as I imagine you once did. The skin is pale and yellow, cadaver cold, and grazed and pockmarked with age. Along one side, someone has stenciled, in black capitals, S.N. Major, £3,300. I study in admiration the Major's barrel tail, cylindrical and smooth, flawless as the day it was built to rain death on Berlin and Essen and Cologne. At the other end, I stumble across the nose, lying broken, decapitated, on the concrete floor. There are no fuses or wires or explosives to be seen inside the gaping maw. Only darkness. The major lies empty, the guts ripped out, like mine the day you dropped.
Clive, thank you so much for sharing that poem with us. I think everyone will agree that it has some real poignancy and is very reflective of the weekend that's just gone past.
Well, hope it reflects in some small way the feeling of loss suffered by the loved ones of the millions who died in that war and the wars that have followed, and who we remember this Remembrance Day.
Yes, thank you. That's a brilliant sentiment to end on. Thank you so much.